Morning Watch. Material Offerings and the Lord's Move Today. Week 3. Material Offerings and Full-Time Service. Wednesday. Related Verses. Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me if you will. By this says Jehovah of hosts, whether I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing for you until there is no room for it. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5, 15, and 16. Verse 5. Let your way of life be without the love of money, being satisfied with the things which are at hand. For he himself has said, I shall by no means give you up, neither by any means shall I abandon you. Verses 15 to 16. Through him, then, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise continually to God, that is the fruit of lips confessing his name. But do not forget doing good and sharing with others. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 11. But take note of this, he who sows sparingly shall also sparingly reap, and he who sows with blessings shall also with blessings reap. Each one as he has purposed in his heart, not out of sorrow or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that in everything always having all sufficiency, you may abound unto every good work. Even as it is written, he has scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness abides forever. Now he who bountifully supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and cause the fruits of your righteousness to increase. You in everything are being enriched unto all liberality, which works out through us thanksgiving to God. Suggested reading. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were in great poverty and difficulty. How could they carry out the words of Malachi 3:10? The Israelites might have asked, if we cannot get by with 10 loads of rice, how can we get by with 9? If 10 bags of flour are insufficient, how can 9 bags be sufficient? These are words out of a carnal and foolish mouth. God reproached the people and told them that what is impossible with man is possible with God. 10 loads are the reason for poverty, while 9 loads are the cause for abundance. Man thinks that the more he has in his hand, the better off he will be. However, keeping things in one's hand is the very cause for poverty, while offering things to God is the very cause for blessing. If I have an additional load in my hands, it will become my curse. But if it is put in God's storehouse, it becomes my blessing. When you hold something back, you end up in poverty. The tithe in Malachi 3:10 is the legal amount of offering which God required from the harvest of the Israelites. This word superabundantly displays the infinitely rich promise of God. Although it was spoken to the Israelites in the Old Testament, in principle, it applies also to the New Testament believers. If we will fully offer to God what belongs to Him, that the church may be richly supplied, God will open the windows of heaven for us and pour out a blessing to us, which there will not be enough room to contain. Two sacrifices are spoken of in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 to 16. The first is the sacrifice of praise, and the second is that of doing good and sharing with others. A sacrifice is something that is a loss to oneself and a gain to God. A sacrifice of praise is a praise that is rendered to God at one's own loss. A sacrifice of sharing or giving is giving something to God at one's own expense. We do not have adequate praise in the bread-breaking meeting because we fall short in sharing and giving. We must give to the extent that we feel our giving. In other words, we have to give to the extent that we can sense the loss. Only this kind of offering can be considered a sacrifice. When we do this, we will spontaneously offer up the sacrifice of praise. If we give in a casual way, our praise will not be high. If we do not have the sacrifice of giving, we will not have the sacrifice of praise. In addition to the sacrifice of praise, there is still something that follows. The phrase, "do not forget," refers to the fact that it is most easy for men to forget. We should not forget doing good and sharing with others. Praise and giving are like two legs. If one is shorter than the other, we cannot expect a person to walk properly. Praise and giving are also like two wings. If one is missing, a bird cannot fly. It may still have one wing, but the wing is useless. A bird with only one wing cannot fly. When we come to the meeting, we sometimes find superficial ones uttering a few words of praise, but their praise is never high. Further reading, The Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 43, Chapter 85. Corporate reading of The Experience of Christ, Chapter 22, Sections Dying and Living. Putting to death the good practices.